So are they going to use letters other than A for school sizes? Is that what we're, you know?
They're going to change it and add like 6A.
Wow.
Again. And then what are we going to do for travel, you know?
Well, it's not going to involve football, and we'll get to all of it. It's okay. Just,
you know, there was a long time ago, then they had Class B. You know that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but, you know, those people probably felt inferior because they didn't get to have an A, so they had to move everything up and make divisions. It's almost like hockey now where everybody gets a chance to make the playoffs, too, right?
Not quite, but it's close.
Close, all right. From our nice try department, the New York State Supreme Court has ruled that lap dances are not art and therefore they are taxable.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. In a 4-3 ruling, the majority said that lap dances don't promote culture in any way in the community. So, you know,
it would definitely put our children at risk.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a single mother. Right. I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds,
right.
And without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
You know, do you realize what the tuition at Brown University is these days? I mean, the very idea. You see, they believed that lap dances were just like ballet or some other artistic endeavor. But dissenting judges said, no, that's not exactly right.
Because they were married and knew better.
Yeah, that's right. They said that there's no distinction in state law between highbrow dancing and lowbrow dancing. That's terrible.
Bambi, a stripper at the Palace Men's Club, says banning lap dances would hurt her ability to make a living.
So
right.
We're going to need help. Yeah. Let me go get Medicaid. Yeah. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
One provision of the law that topless dancer Christy is afraid of is one that requires that they wear badges to prove they have paid a new stripper tax.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Where
stripper
they put
Sable
the badges?
Says it's all about the American dream.
I'm a single mother.
The
I'm
American
trying to put
dream.
Food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
The city says the new regulations are needed to cut down on prostitution and drug trafficking.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Yeah, we've been running that for like 7 years. The lawsuit was filed by the Night Moves, which is in suburban Albany, which is arguing that fees for admission to the clubs and for the private dances should be exempt from sales tax. Highbrow dancing and lowbrow dancing in New York. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or San Antonio or any place else. Yeah.
Wow.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Perfect situation.
And I mean, you're right. Where do they put the badges?
We don't need no stinking badges.
Put it on your ponytail.
Yeah. Oh, that'd work. Yeah. I was thinking around a lanyard, but the ponytail's probably better.
I like
better.
The ponytail.
Yeah, that'd work.
Problem solved. Moving on. We've solved the world problems for today.
Yep.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatball's trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new Silverado Texas Edition from Team Chevy for $11,000 off.
Nice price.
I'll get a new Tahoe LTZ for $8,000 off. And we've got 0% for 60 months. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW, caller with an idea. I mean, was there evidence produced in court? You know what I'm saying? I mean, did they ask dancers to come? Did they have like a ballet dancer there in a tutu and then they have Bambi in there?
Which one of these things is not like the other?
Exactly, yeah. Where's highbrow dancing? Where's lowbrow dancing? Hey, today is Baloney Day.
Really?
Today is
that why you put that story as our first item?
As bologna, yeah. Now, you know, I can't remember the last time I had bologna, but I remember, you know, growing up eating fried bologna sandwiches. Those weren't bad.
Is the sandwich fried or the bologna fried?
The bologna.
Yeah. Yeah, fried bologna sandwiches.
Huh.
Yeah. You've never done this?
No.
No.
I ate Spam for the first time in college. Don't tell my dad. He'll be unhappy with
well,
me.
Well, Spam is probably even healthier than bologna because anything...
Well, good, because I like Spam.
Yeah, anything where they use the word slurry in the preparation is not a good thing, and slurry
it's
is
like
one of the words...
Snowstorm of meat.
Yeah, well, it's one of the words they use in hot dogs and bologna in that they put parts together.
It's 619,
and they
guys.
Grind them up.
Come on.
All right, let's do some birthdays then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me see. Drake is 26.
All right, now look. I saw this morning, and I see that Monica has a birthday, too.
Uh-huh.
All right. When did we get to the point? Okay, first it was just Elvis, right?
Wait, yes. Drake who? Monica well, who?
See, that's the whole point.
They're singers. I mean,
there's Elvis and there's Cher, okay?
Yeah, but everybody knows Elvis's last name is Presley.
Right, and there's Madonna, okay? So, I mean, I can think of three right offhand, but now we got Kesha and we got who
well,
else?
Anyone who has an S that's made out of a dollar sign in their name probably is kind of a novelty.
And we got Pink, but I mean, who is Drake? I've never heard of Drake. Am I just missing stuff?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Don't leave your Walker parked in the hallway.
Yeah, okay. Now, but how many? Tell me how many songs Drake has had in the top five.
I have no idea who Drake is.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. The only Drake I know is Sir Francis Drake.
Yeah, well,
he was also in Degrassi, which was a big show on one of the, I can't remember which network.
Disney Channel?
No.
Just some, like, teen opera?
Yeah, sort of.
It can be a male duck, too, but anyway.
Hey, it's Tia Tequila's birthday as well. She's 31.
Well, wait, I want to go back. Who's Monica?
She's a singer.
Okay.
And a very good one.
Okay. Oh, wait. Monica, who's like friends with Brandy?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Tia Tequila's birthday's today.
Yeah.
She's 31.
All right.
Scott Peterson is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Noteworthy, I guess. Mary Bono. I'm sorry.
Bono, yeah. Who's
51.
A member of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. B.D. Wong. Played in Oz and is also Law and Order.
Oh, he's on Law and Order. Mm-hmm. He's the Asian guy. Yeah.
52. Kwasi Mfume.
Uh-huh.
64. The only reason I did that is because his real name is Frizzle Gray, and I just think that's funny.
Wow.
I like that, Frizzle.
Kevin Kline is 65.
Uh-huh.
Bill Wyman, former bassist for the Stones.
Hey, they're saying he might come back for the next tour.
I've heard that as well.
He's how old?
76.
Do you think he's got arthritis in his fingers? I mean, you think he can really play the bass anymore?
If they continue to play, then yes.
Okay.
And this one is for Kat.
Uh-huh.
Because I was relatively certain she may have heard it, but didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Is this the Penguins?
Santo and Farina.
Oh, yeah. That's Sleepwalk.
From Santo and Johnny.
Yeah.
75 today.
Oh, yeah.
I do love this song.
F. Murray Abraham be the Academy Award winner, 73. And I thought these were pretty light birthdays, so I went ahead and got half birthdays, too. So,
happy, we're stretching.
Just pathetic.
Happy 78 and a half birthday to Shirley MacLaine and some of her friends.
Captain Crazy.
That she has inside her head. Sue Grafton, the author. She's the one who does the L is for Lawless and, you know, she does the letters of the alphabet thing. She is 72 and a half today. Barbara Streisand, her nose and all, 70 and a half. Eric Bogosian.
Really good.
59 and a half. Yeah, he played a talk radio show guy.
Yes, he did.
Dallas talk radio. He wrote it and started it.
That was one of my very favorite movies.
Yeah, Michael O'Keefe. Remember him? Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
57 and a half. All right. If you have to put entertainer in your name, are you really
Cedric?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he is. He's quite funny.
He is funny.
His name is Cedric Antonio Kyles. He's 48 and a half. And Kelly Clarkson, the singer chick. She'd be 30.
Miss American Idol.
Yeah, you're right. She is one of those, isn't she? Anyway, she'd be 30 and a half. So there you go. It's 623.